This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is Glenn Halleck with the Markets Farm Afternoon Show, broadcast number 456 for Wednesday, June 29th. ICE canola futures are higher on Wednesday, but came away from larger increases. The sparsely traded old crop July contract is up $2.80 at $899.10 per ton. New crop November rises $1.50 at $892.10 per ton, and January advances $2 at $899.30. Increases in the Chicago soy complex and European rapeseed are spilling over into canola. However, global crude oil prices have given up their earlier gains and are slightly lower. Malaysian palm oil is currently pushing lower as well. Stats Canada is scheduled to release its planted acre estimates on Tuesday. The Manitoba crop report suggests that upward to 700,000 acres of all crops are likely to go unplanted this year due to wet conditions. Also, insects and disease are extracting a toll on crops, with flea beetles an issue for canola. The Canadian dollar is lower, with the loonie dropping to 76.61 U.S. cents compared to Tuesday's close of 77.74. The USDA will issue its quarterly stocks and planted acres reports tomorrow at 11 a.m. CDT. Soybean and corn stocks are expected to be higher than a year ago, with wheat stocks projected to be lower. The market says planted soybean acres are to be higher than last year, but slightly below the March estimates. Corn acres are to be lower than those last year, but a pinch higher than the March projection, and wheat acres are expected to be about the same. A reminder that the first notice day for July futures is tomorrow. The U.S. markets will be closed on Monday for Independence Day, with trading set to resume Tuesday morning. And the canola market will be closed Friday for Canada Day. Rounding off prices at the Chicago Board of Trade, soybean futures are stronger on Wednesday. The August contract increases 15 cents at 15.71.5 per bushel. August soy oil gains a half cent at 69.5 U.S. cents per pound. August soy meal gains $9.60 at $429.30 per short ton. Corn futures are lower on Wednesday as the September contract steps back 6 cents at 664.5 per bushel. The U.S. wheat complex is mixed as Chicago September loses 6 cents at 9.30. Kansas City September nudges up a penny at 9.91. And with the final settlement still pending, Minneapolis September drops 13 cents at 10.27.5. That's a look at the ICE futures and the Chicago markets for Wednesday, June 29th. At Markets Farm in Winnipeg, I'm Glenn Halleck.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.